certainly is. He's usually, I think of him in connection with duck. You'd say he certainly is a queer
duck.
Mm-hmm. What about the changes in the word queer? Now, when I say queer, do you think strange, or do you think of the usage now that they begin to think of homosexual?
Queer.
If you said that man is queer, which would you think of? Would you think?
I think he's. Well, no, you saying queer, but I said he's funny.
He's queer.
Funny.
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 Funny would mean strange
acting. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if I said that man is queer, would you think I meant homosexual, or would you think I meant weird, strange, funny?
Well, he might be. He might be either way.
You'd need to know more.
You'd need to know more about queer, yeah.
All right, that's one of those words that's changing.
That's right.
A great deal. All right, if someone is determined to do something, maybe a child, and you'd say, oh, goodness gracious, don't be so
dogmatic.
What would you say to a child? Don't be so
headlong.
Headlong, but stubborn, obstinate, headstrong. Mm-hmm. Any of those sounds?
Yeah, it sounds something like that.
You want to tell someone not to get all excited. You say, now just keep
quiet.
Keep calm.
Keep cool and collected.
A person was well one day, and the next day she was in her bed, and you'd say, well, I guess overnight she just sick. She just
got sick.
A person comes in the morning, and came in this morning, and he said he was sneezing and coughing, and he said, I must have a cold. And I've been talking so long that I'm getting
dry in the throat,
and so I'm getting
hoarse.
And the man who has a cold may have a
cough.
Have you your medicine yet? Have you
taken your medicine yet?
Yes, I
took my medicine.
All right, a person who cannot hear is?
Hard of hearing.
Oh, if he can't hear at all, then he's deaf.
Yeah.
All right, a person who works very
Excuse me, it's a man.
A person who's working very hard.
So you heard I was going home.
Came in and had
yes,
water running
all
over.
Yes, I was leaving.
He's sweating.
Okay. If you did it yesterday, you say, he sure did.
What's
that?
If you have a place in your hand,
yes, I have nine. You got one?
That's or a place on your body somewhere that's
I have
like
10.
A bulb, but it has a discharge.
That's right, I have 10.
Got pus in
you know
it.
What?
But you would call it a...
What?
Bulb.
Boil?
Would that be?
No,
I appreciate that.
Oh, I think a boil. Oh, well, it might be a boil.
Oh, do you think a boil?
On the arm.
I am. I was getting a report ready to give you. That's what I was doing.
If you're shot with a bullet, then you have a bullet
wound.
If this wound were to get infected and didn't heal right, so the skin kind of came up around it, you could say that that is
infected.
But then what's left is
poison.
Some kind of flesh.
No, she didn't tell me.
I don't know.
Did you hear proud flesh?
I heard him say, but I never did know what proud flesh was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The red liquid that you put on a cut to make it heal.
Mercuricone.
And there's something else too.
Tensioner. Iodine.
Someone who is no longer living, you say
he's dead.
Is past a nice way of saying
I think it would be say he passed.
Or is there any kind of joking way?
Expired.